Welcome back to the Prayer Podcast. We are, of course, Joe Patterson and Christy Allen here joining you today. Hello, Christy.
Hello. Hello, Joe, and all of our podcast listeners.
We join you during the season of Lent, and we're so excited that you're joining us on that journey today. And
yes.
Christy and I have been talking a little bit about just how important it is during this time of year to to have pathways to connecting to God in very meaningful ways and ways that give life to our reflective time and to our relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do that a little bit today. We're going to bring up a prayer.
Give you a pathway.
Yeah.
A way to connect.
And so, we talked a little bit last couple of weeks about just how this time of Lent, this season, is just an opportunity for us and within that opportunity are possibilities of us connecting to ancient things.
Yes.
And ancient people, ancient experiences, and how we can provide newness to those ancient experiences and those ancient people and those ancient experiences because of seeing things through new eyes and experiencing them through our eyes and through the lens of our life experience. And so today we wanted to kind of bring to the prayer podcast the prayer of St. Patrick.
Yes.
And we have a little bit of background on the prayer of St. Patrick, and it's one of those prayers I think we always, Christy, attribute to St. Patrick.
To him, yeah.
But we have found that through some recent scholarship that that's not necessarily the case. Is that true?
Yeah, we have found out that, in fact, we don't know who specifically the author is, but it's someone who very clearly was dialed into who St. Patrick was.
Yes.
And his ways of preaching and reaching out to the people.
Sure.
And so this prayer is in some ways a tribute to who,
sure,
who Patrick was, and very much lends itself to his style of connecting to people and really calling on God to be that constant protection and
yes,
influence in his day-to-day
yes
life. So through this, again, it's a, as we always say, a form of flattery if someone imitates your style or
right,
takes that on. And so that's kind of the idea here. Someone who was a big admirer of his work and who he was as a person of God, a man of faith. And so I think we can learn a lot from even that, from just how we can lean into those who have gone before us and kind of look at how they lived their lives and interacted and connected with God and kind of take that on for ourselves. So this is one of those great prayers that kind of invites us to do that in a very real way, I think.
And so traditionally, this prayer is actually called St. Patrick's Breastplate. And so that actually, the title of this prayer really suggests what's going on in the prayer, what it's all about, the meaning behind it. We read in Scripture in Ephesians 6 about putting on the full armor of God. And for very much so, this is an individual's expression of how St. Patrick sought to do that.
Yes. Yes. And in thinking of that whole full protection and surrounding yourself with those things and the things of God, I think I've said on the podcast before, I'm a very visual and physical person. So anytime I can imagine something like that, and actually think through that covering, it's very helpful to me. It's a good way for me to really lean into that idea and put some real meat on what we're trying to do.
Sure.
And what we're trying to say. And as we were talking about Lent in the last couple podcasts, about how it's like a disruption of our ordinary
yeah
lives
yeah
to kind of shake us loose and help us
right
pay closer attention. And to do some just sitting with God, that I think that, this is a good way to do that. This is a good way for us to lean into that time that we normally would not in
sure
such a way. So I think that that's what I love about this prayer. And St. Patrick is also known for just kind of using what was around him to teach people and show, reveal the truths of God in very real, tangible ways. The shamrock, you know, sure. We hear the story of he used that to show the Trinity and, you know, share that and that kind of thing. But we see that connection to nature here. That's another thing that this author has kind of dialed into who St. Patrick was, of just using God's own creation to reveal the beauty of the Creator loving us in this way through Jesus. So I think we'll see that in this prayer, and I love that.
You know, I recall a time where I was just really touched by this prayer expression. Pastor Louis Taglibashi and I were, I believe, with the worship leader at Greenwood Campus, Jeremy Vincent. The two of us were in Franklin, Tennessee, mm-hmm. at a conference, and we went to this little Irish pub there in Franklin, Tennessee, to get some, you know, just some lunch, and the crux of this prayer actually in the pub is along the top of the entire restaurant.
Oh, wow.
Surrounds you.
Oh, how cool is that?
And so this whole idea of Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, above me.
Mm-hmm. Surrounding
you. And it's like the top border of the, you know, in Celtic print.
Font, yeah,
font,
like a really
you
cool
know,
font, yeah.
Around the whole entire restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, that was a very meaningful moment of recognizing, wow, I can't go anywhere in this world. I can go for just a very humble time of eating lunch with a couple friends, and Christ is following me wherever I am.
He's
and there's no
you.
Place that I'm not with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just a really, really meaningful reminder of that reality.
Yes. And how this invites us to that every day, that
yes.
realization that no matter, as we've been talking about Ash Wednesday and Lent, and no matter where we are in our humanness, no matter what our situation is, and our struggles are just in the mundane everydayness of life, to be reminded that Christ is with us in a very real and powerful way. I love that. I love that it was literally surrounding you,
yes.
and how this prayer is about that,
yes.
about inviting that situation. And here it was. That's really a great story, Joe. I'm glad you brought that to us, because that's really a, again, for me, a powerful image of thinking of that, you know, while you're sitting there, like you said, in a ordinary day-to-day thing, but here it was, that reminder.
Well, it was just like an intentionality to that as
mm-hmm.
well of
mm-hmm.
the people, the owner of that
sure.
restaurant,
yeah.
you know, that was really meaningful as well.
Mm-hmm.
It made a statement to
mm-hmm.
me. And, you know, we had the potential to make those type of statements and those type of inroads in the life of people all around us all the time.
And I think we have talked about that too, with Lent being one of those times where we talk about fasting or giving up something,
yeah.
or maybe adding a better, exchanging something better that's more what God would have us be about. And so surrounding us with those words, or surrounding ourselves with that kind of imagery, is one of those invitations to be that, be that intentional about things, and hopefully in our fasting in these 40 days, that kind of thing we were talking about, what does that look like on the other side? And hopefully on the other side of that, that intentionality is something we can carry through in a different way, or reframe some of our habits, or reframe our lives and our thoughts. So
absolutely,
that's really cool.
Well, let's do this thing. And
all right.
we're going to offer in these next few moments some segments of this ancient prayer expression from St. Patrick's breastplate.
I arise today through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity, through belief in the threeness, through confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation. I arise today through the strength of Christ's birth with his baptism, through the strength of his crucifixion with his burial, through the strength of his resurrection and his ascension, through the strength of his descent for the judgment of doom.
I arise today through the strength of heaven, the light of the sun, the radiance of the moon, the splendor of fire, the speed of lightning, the swiftness of wind, the depth of the sea, the stability of the earth, the firmness of rock. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to guard me, God's shield to protect me, God's host to save me from snares of devils, from temptation of vices, from everyone who shall wish me ill afar and near.
Christ with me.
Christ before me.
Christ behind me.
Christ in me.
Christ beneath me.
Christ above me.
Christ on my right.
Christ on my left.
Christ when I lie down.
Christ when I sit down.
Christ when I arise.
Christ in the heart of every man and woman who thinks of me.
Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me.
Christ in every eye that sees me.
Christ in every ear that hears me.
I arise today through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity, through belief in the threeness, through confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.